Comcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Welcome into ABQ Connect. My friend Gil Chavez, owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security, in studio with us this afternoon. And Gil's going to join us today to talk about safety and security in Albuquerque. Gil, that's a big, big bite right there. Safety and security in Albuquerque. We are really challenged in our community, aren't we?
Very challenged, Jim. The crime in our city, our police department's numbers to respond to those, to the crime and to the calls for service for our citizens, yes.
Well, I had the opportunity here a couple weeks ago to go to a prayer meeting with Chief Mike Geyer. And, of course, he was hired by our new mayor and has done a great job to start, you know, reversing all of the difficulties that the department has experienced. But we still have the Department of Justice in, holding accountable the police department. But I think for the most part, and I think you would agree, the department has really changed their training on use of force. They've really changed the culture. They're doing all kinds of great things, but they have a police academy. Right now, I understand that they're 400 to 600 officers below what they would like to be. But they can only really train and get through the process about 50 people a year. So even though things are going great now, it's going to take a few years before they have those kind of numbers. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is your security company. Of course, you're a retired APD officer, and your company is really trying to assist the police and do some things. Tell us a little bit about Advanced On-Site Protection Security.
Yes, Jim. So we started this company back in 2007. We were mostly a standing guard security company. I had retired in 2005 with the police department, and then started another security company that was very successful. In those 3 years, I learned a lot of the technology that's out there, video surveillance, access control systems, the alarm industry, and things like that. So what we did with this business in 2007 when it started, we incorporated the guard service with technology. And when the pit was under renovation, that construction site was a 2-year contract for us. And if you remember right, they had all four sides of that building. It was open. And what we did was, through that technology, we were able to put devices out there that picked up movement, and we were able to secure that property with one guard, about 95% of that project.
That's fantastic. Well, of course, I'm very familiar with the pit. That's one of my home away from homes. I believe I don't know how many games I went to in a row, because when I was a high school basketball player, obviously there were nights that the Lobos were playing that I couldn't go because we were playing as well. But I think there was a stretch from the time I was a senior, at the end of my senior year, when I went to play basketball for the University of New Mexico, I went to every Lobo game for about 9 years. So all the games when I was on the team, and then for many years after that. And then, of course, I broadcast Lobo basketball on television for a number of years. So it was neat to see that whole project, and nice to know now how you helped to get that whole project done. Flintco was the contractor. They did a great job. I was always amazed how activity would still be going on, and the athletic department is still, you know, operating. Because that place was a mess for a long time.
Yeah, so Flinko had their security fence on the outside of the perimeter. We had these special sensors that picked up movement and heat, and every time somebody approached any side of that project, it would alert our officer, and then they would respond to that area. If I remember correctly, back then we had over 130 documented attempts, whether it was people trying to see what was going on with the construction site, or there were actually threats to the project. But you know, the officer was able to show a presence, and they, we got done with that project without a problem.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great testimony as to the success of your security. I'm in studio with Gil Chavez. He is the owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security. Gil is also on the safety team at Calvary Albuquerque. He's got a breadth of experience in both military, retired military person, law enforcement, and now as in security. And so today we're going to be talking about a variety of different things, including some personal protection tips and how to be aware of your surroundings. Gil, let's get back to security in our city. We've already mentioned the challenges that the Albuquerque Police Department is facing, overcoming those now and doing a better and better job, growing their numbers. They've changed the culture. How do you hope to help them with your security company?
So like I said at the beginning, we were mostly a guard service company. And then as of maybe April of this year, we did some studying and we did some work with security surveillance. And we decided to go ahead and start a service called Security on Demand. That security in demand is a different concept of way doing security, something that is effective and more costly to a business owner than hiring a guard to be on property. So if you hire a guard, a level one guard, which is only trained to observe and report, you're only using that guard for a block of hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. And in most cases, what we found out when we were doing guard service is that we would get there initially the first month. The problem would be, you know, we would have the problem why we were there. It was either homeless problem, trespassing, theft. The guard would be busy in the first couple of weeks. And then after 2 or 3 months, the business crime would go down. And then all of a sudden, business owner would get that bill every month, $6,000 to $8,000 a month, and then they were trying to justify whether we need security.
Yeah.
Continuing. And then a lot of times they would just go ahead and end the contract. So with security on demand, basically what it is you get a high level security officer, a level two or a level three, and the level three is going to be a retired law enforcement officer to respond to our clients. And what we're wanting to do is to help our police department to respond to what they categorize as a level three call. A level three call is a call that could be somebody causing a disturbance in the business or in the parking lot, a criminal trespasser, a suspicious vehicle in the area, suspicious person in the area, an alarm call. These calls, because of the manning levels of our police department, usually will take 2 or 3 hours before a police officer to respond.
Just because there's not enough there's not enough officers right now to
respond.
That's
correct. The police department has a priority system. You'll have either priority zero to a priority three call, and the dispatch centers will prioritize those calls as they come in. And a lot of these area commands will have only, you know, 7 or 8 officers working in an area command on any given shift, and so they have to prioritize those calls.
So for the business people that are listening to us right now, they may be paying, say, $4,000 a month for 8 hours a day of a level one security guard. And that's a person that has no tools. They're allowed to observe and report. But correct me if I'm wrong, a level one security guard, based on rules set forth by the Regulation and Licensing Division of the state of New Mexico, they're not really allowed to intervene. They can't detain. They can't handcuff. Is that correct?
That is correct. They can give verbal notice to the person.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a witness for the police. And if the person that they're dealing with is not compliant, they are to back off and then call either supervisor or call the police.
So if I'm doing the math correctly, you're going to charge a certain amount of money and pay that person a certain hourly wage. And that essentially is about a $4,000 bill for a level one for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's going to be somewhere around $4,000 a month. For that level one guard. But your concept on demand security is going to save people quite a bit more money and be just as effective. Is that right?
That is correct. So what we are using our security on demand service for is, like, let's say a business retains us. And there's different levels of security they could use us. They can use us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can use us just to respond when the business is open, and we will respond only when they need us to handle those low-level calls that the police department categorizes. They could also have us, and it doesn't cost them anything to design the system, but they pay for a security system that we will program that if somebody enters that area where we program it, where somebody cannot, you know, be in that area, it alerts us. And then we log on to their system. We see what's going on the property. We have these large speakers, loudspeakers that are on the property, and we can go on live time and tell that person we see them. We know they're there. We tell them, okay, you're driving this vehicle. You're wearing this color of clothing. You need to leave. If they refuse to leave, then one of two things are going to happen. We're going to call the police if we feel the police need to be called in that situation. There's like a break-in into the building, or they're causing damage that a crime is being occurred, or I'm going to send one of my security team members to go down there and address the situation.
We have Gil Chavez, the owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security, giving us some tips, telling us all about his business, but also we're going to have some tips about how to keep each other and our family safe. So stay with us. More with Gil right after these messages.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosca Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
Here's Joy Junction CEO Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I have Gil Chavez, the owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security, in studio with us today. And with all the crime going on in Albuquerque, there's good news. I spent a little time with Mike Geyer, the chief of police for the Albuquerque Police Department, and Elizabeth Armijo, his chief of staff. And it was an amazing time to visit with them and hear the vision and see what they're doing. And unfortunately, they are still challenged with numbers, Gil. And as a retired APD officer, you've designed your security company to try to complement the Albuquerque Police Department to help business people, and I guess some residential people as well, if they want to buy your services. But I want to get to the math. You know, I'm a retired banker, so I'm always interested in these numbers. So if a business has a standing guard, 8 hours a day, you have a way that's going to cost them about $4,000 for just a level one, which is not someone that is trained with any kind of tools. Now a level two, I understand, is a person that's certified, for example, with pepper spray and maybe a taser and maybe an ASP baton. They have non-lethal tools, and they can handcuff people, right, and detain them for the police to pick up.
That's correct.
So at a minimum, you're going to be using a person with those qualifications to actually respond to calls. But instead of somebody having to pay $4,000 to $8,000 a month, you're going to charge them a base rate and then only charge them as there are calls for service. Give us an example of that.
So let's take a restaurant for an example. A restaurant that is, it's going to be monthly cost of $150 a month. And then their employees throughout their shift or throughout the day, 24/7, if they wanted to, would call us only when they needed us. And we would respond quickly, get there. We would talk to the manager or the employees there, and then they would tell us what they would want to do. So I'll give you an example. If they are dealing with somebody like who's criminal trespassing and there's proper signage on the property, instead of that employee going out there and having to deal with this person, you know, we're trained. We can go out there and be that person to say, you know, and be respectful to that person and tell them you need to leave the property. What we found out is that when you treat somebody with respect and you treat them nice and you tell them this is what needs to happen, 99 times out of 100, they do comply and they do leave. And it has a lot to do with how you treat somebody, your uniform. You know, people out there know the difference between somebody who's trained and not trained.
Gil, I agree with you, but I think you would concur with this. You don't want the wait staff at a local restaurant to go out. There's, say, a homeless person that's harassing customers in the parking lot and doing things. You don't want them to go out in the parking lot and confront that individual, because even if they're respectful, they're probably going to be disrespected. And your officers, men and women, specially trained, they have a countenance about them. They carry themselves professionally. They have the experience and the background and the training. Most of the time, they're not going to be disrespected by that individual, and they're prepared to handle any situation that comes up. And so for that visit, let's say that it's late at night. There's only two people left in the restaurant. The cook and one wait person, and they need to call you. So that restaurant's paying you $150 a month as a base rate. You're going to charge them $35 to come out for that call, but then you're going to handle it. And what I'm fascinated with is you're talking about now there's a $175 a month bill instead of $4,000 for a standing guard.
That's correct.
And it's just as effective.
It's very effective. Every business owner or employees or managers know their business. And if they call us before some situation comes up, our presence there more likely is going to prevent that incident from happening. The person at a convenience store or a person at a restaurant knows when this person comes to their property every single day and causes problems, and then calls the police and they're waiting 3 hours for them to respond. Well, as soon as they see them on the property, give us a call and we'll go out there and intervene. And you're exactly right about those employees dealing with those type of situations. I don't believe that business owner's workers' comp insurance is going to cover an injury to that employee if an injury occurs.
Mm.
So business owner needs to think about that stuff, and they need to think about sending their managers out there to deal with a trespasser, or if they get injured, a back injury, or things like that. You know, it's not good.
Gil, I'm kind of forced almost to ask this question. I mean, we love to look at things in a positive light, but we know in our community that there is a lot of crime. And I'm going to bring up the word evil, because I don't think that most people of faith really have considered what evil is. You know, the Bible says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's not there just to trip us up or throw us a curveball once in a while. He's trying to destroy our lives. And I don't think people understand that there are situations where evil exists, and a person will take your life for nothing, of no value. You know, if you don't give them $20, they'll take your life. Or even if you do give them $20, they might take your life. And a professional needs to deal with that. And that needs to be a quick response. And so you've provided a way for people, for business owners, to make a quick call, and you guys respond and take care of the issue, and they're a lot safer for it.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we don't want to replace the police department. The police department needs to respond to deadly force situations, deadly situations where there is a weapon involved, there is a fight in progress, a crime's being occurred that is a felony. They need to handle that kind of stuff. But if we can respond to these lower level type of calls, nuisance calls that stack up on the police dispatcher's room, then we can relieve that load from our police department. Mm. Our goal is to hire former law enforcement officers to team them up with level two officers so that we know when to deploy either a level two officer or a level three officer.
Nice. Gil Chavez, owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security, in studio with us this afternoon. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Gil will be back to talk to us a little bit about how he's working with KNKT Radio and a little bit about his ministry goals and other things that he's doing personally. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
The folks at Crown Jewels and Coin keep it real so you can get real. They don't carry lab-grown diamonds advertised just like real for half the price, but offer instead natural diamonds for half the price as lab-grown. This means you don't have to compromise to get exactly what you want at the price you can afford. True love can't be manufactured, and a diamond never should be. Get real at Crown Jewels and Coin for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
When it comes to hunger, don't be like Esau. Hi, this is Doug Chamberlain with the Samaritan Ministries Family Health Checkup. When it comes to food, most of us tend to eat more than we need, and I dare say we excel at consuming our favorite comfort foods. I definitely have my own favorite dishes, some of them not too healthy. Some foods are just too good for me to resist, and at times, I can be a bit too much like Esau in the Bible, who sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Now, I love soup, but for me it would have been something a little bit more tempting, like a jelly donut. But the point is, sometimes we as Christians allow physical desires like food to take precedence over spiritual things. 1 Corinthians 6 says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable, and I will not be mastered by anything." Our desire should be to walk in obedience to God. Our appetite should be for Him. For more about your family's health, visit FamilyHealthCheckup.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Gil Chavez, the owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security, in studio with us. And Gil, I want to let everybody know that they're going to hear about Advanced On-Site Protection Security quite a bit, because now you are a sponsor on KNKT, and we so much appreciate that. You know, we consider what we do to be a ministry, and I know you do a lot of ministry. So I want you to tell us a little bit about you. And I know you do a lot of volunteer work, even at Calvary Albuquerque on the safety team. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, Jim, I left it to the Lord and to guide me to grow our business. And I said, what a perfect opportunity to team up with the radio station, you know, do some advertising, and also to give back. If this helps out the church, helps out different other ministries, I'm all for it. Mm. You know, some of our business is going to come from the problem we have with homelessness in our city. And we want to give back. You know, we want to be good stewards of our money and biblically give back. to our church and to the Lord and to our community. So we are going to take 10% of our earnings from security on demand, and we're going to find organizations to give back for the homeless problems. So you know, right now we're buying food and we are feeding the homeless out on the street. We did do a donation this month to Feed New Mexico Kids. We did that. So yes, that's where our heart is leading me, and where I believe we need to do that for our community and just to be, you know, doing what the Lord wants us to do.
Well, you mentioned Feed New Mexico Kids, and Holly Slade, who of course is a local real estate person, she's also the founder of that ministry. She was on the program yesterday, and they have a big Thanksgiving distribution of food. They work very closely with the Albuquerque Public Schools. By the way, I think our public schools need a lot of security, Gil, so better start hitting them up. But I'm amazed that ministries are just on the street serving people of all faiths. That's what I really feel like we should be doing, is we're not just taking care of people who agree with us. We're taking care of everybody.
Right.
And in that, they see the love of Christ, and the Holy Spirit then takes over from there. You know, we're sharing with them the truth. We're being kind. We're feeding people, clothing people, doing all of those amazing things. And so we appreciate your heart about doing that. And I want to get back to the word you said a little bit earlier. You're going to approach anyone, homeless or otherwise, with respect. Is that a difficult thing to do, or is that just something God's led you to?
I think it's kind of both. I learned early in my career on the police department when, you know, I arrested several people when I was on the police department. And I was a field training officer for most of my career. And one of the things that I used to give to my officers that I was training that was out of the academy, and I would tell them, listen, if you disrespect somebody, you're going to have a hard time with them. You're going to have a problem with them from the time you meet him to the time you take him to the jail. Mm-hmm. You may not like what he did. He might have did the worst crime that you can think of. But if you take away their dignity, you're going to have problems with them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, just if you can't find it in your heart to be nice to them, then just don't say anything. Just do your job. And that kind of has led over into just how I deal with everybody now. You may not agree with everybody, but treat them with respect. Everybody has their right to their opinion. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to believe in your faith. They're not going to believe what you think, but it doesn't mean you have to disrespect them.
Well, that's a great lesson. And just by way, I guess, of confession, you know, I spent a lot of time coaching basketball over the last 20 years, and I have a lot of friends that were basketball officials. And we were great friends and having conversations just like we are now. But when they were officiating basketball games that I was coaching, I was yelling at them. I was screaming at them. And it's odd. I tried to stop doing that. I would pray about it and share my sin with other people. How do I get rid of this? How do I stop this anger thing? And I think that it took me getting completely humbled in a divorce and other things that happened 9 years ago or so. And it doesn't even occur to me now to yell at a basketball official. I've been coaching now for 4 or 5 years, and I don't have a heart to yell at them. It was so bad, Gil, that I've spoken to people about the Lord and where there were a lot of basketball officials, and I kind of shared this story that I think God has changed my heart. But I'm so embarrassed about it that I would see people today that I know are basketball officials. And I did it so many times that I don't remember the time I yelled at that individual. You know what I mean? Yet they remember it vividly. So I've made sure that wherever I'm present with somebody that may not have ever heard me say, I'm sorry and please forgive me, because they need to hear that. And I know when you're dealing with people that are not the lovely people, you know, this is a biblical precept. We're not to show preference to people that are well-dressed and everything else. In fact, if Jesus came for anybody, he came for the poor. And we have a massive problem we obviously, I don't think it's right for somebody to come on a piece of property and to defile it or defecate on it or do, you know, the awful things that a lot of times they do. But at the same time, I think it's just as awful to be condescending and mean and cruel to anybody. And this weekend, my job is so fun because I get to talk to people like Brian Allred with Convoy of Hope and America Prays. And Brian had this big event, Convoy of Hope, this past weekend at the Albuquerque Convention Center. And I wasn't out there this year, but I was there last year. And I remember seeing a few homeless people getting groceries, getting a couple of bags, these huge bags of groceries, and just being so grateful. And go grab a pair of shoes. And the most impressive one was there was a homeless woman that was getting her hair cut and some hygiene and some, you know, lotion rubbed on her face. And she was so bright. Her whole countenance brightened up because she felt better about herself. So there's a lot of things that we all need to learn by these situations. And I would imagine it's got to be difficult for your security people to treat people lovingly and everything else. Now, on the other hand, you're going to have some people that are not nice, that are coming after you. You're going to deal with them still professionally. That's what I'm so impressed with. Your security team, our Albuquerque Police Department, how do you guys maintain that professional attitude when people are cussing and swearing at you? That is something I don't think I could handle.
A lot of people have told me that I can't do what you did as a police officer. You know, I can't take somebody yelling at me. But you know, it's the same thing as I said before. If you respect and go there with an open mind and treat them with respect, a lot of times they see that. They see that, and then that whole interaction changes. Because I remember a lot of times taking somebody to jail, it was more than 20, 30 times they shook my hand after I took the handcuffs off of them and gave them to the, you know, the BCDC, the correction officers, so they can take them over. They would say, thank you for, you know, I know you're doing your job.
Yeah. Well, that's a neat story. I am so glad to have Gil Chavez, the owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security, in studio with me today. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about some things that we can do individually to ensure the safety of our families, like when we go to the grocery store. So more with Gil when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University, with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu.
Many Americans have an idea that the answer to our problems is for Congress to vote more money.
Billy Graham.
Or for us to substitute a new form of government. Or we've come to believe that education is the answer to everything.
Okay, so if those don't work, what is the answer? Well, Billy Graham says the Bible makes it very clear.
America's great problem is a spiritual problem. And until we have a spiritual and moral renewal, we will go from crisis to crisis. The greatest hindrance to Satan's plan for the destruction of the nation is a strong, God-fearing Christian who lives for God above all else, who walks worthily, and who is filled with the Spirit,
That all begins when you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Want to learn more? Check out our website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The owner of Advance On-Site Protection Security, he's already told us about a new service he has called On-Demand Security. Gil, summarize again what on-demand security is as opposed to other types of security we've seen.
So security on demand is a cost-effective new concept of security that a business owner can pay us a monthly fee. In most cases, it's $150 a month, and it's $35 per response. We cover all nonviolent calls, alarm calls, and on top of that, if a business wants us to, we would do the alarm monitoring for their business for free and respond to the alarm.
And just by comparison, let's say, is there an example like, is somebody going to spend $4,000 on calls in a month calling your security team?
No, I have a client that was having problems with people trespassing on his property. They were starting fires on the property during last winter. They were charging phones on their outlets. So he was trying to decide what he was going to do about this. He actually even researched putting a fence, and he told me that that fence was going to cost him $50,000 for that fence. So I told him about our idea. I told him about putting these surveillance cameras around the building, putting perimeter line crossings around the building. And then when somebody enters into that area, we would then log on, and then we would tell the person to leave the property. Nine times out of ten, those people leave because they know they're being watched. So this client of ours has paid me $150 a month, probably in the last 11 months. So he spent me at 150 times 11. And just off the top of my head, we have only responded six times to his business. Every other time we have chased off the person who was on the property over our speaker.
Well, and Gil, you're going to respond physically if people don't leave.
That's
but
correct.
Here's the amazing thing. I mean, their only other choice would have been to have a standing guard, maybe a level one who couldn't really intervene. All they could really do is call the police. That's going to cost them $4,000 or $5,000 a month. Well, in 11 months, I mean, you're talking $52,000. Whereas your bill is way, way less and sounds like it's been much more effective. So we want to make sure that business owners out there, if you want to call Advance On-Site Protection Security, you can go to their website, first of all, and that website is ADVANCE and then OSPS for On-Site Protection Security.com, AdvanceOSPS.com. And their phone number is 505-798-1307, and you can ask for Gil. Did I give the wrong phone number?
Yes. It's 505-897-1307.
Where in the world did I get that number? I must have typed it wrong. All right, so 897-1307. And ask for Gil? Is that what you
do? Yes.
That's what you do. So Gil Chavez is the owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security. Gil, let's talk now about our families. Let me give you a scenario. I'm going to head over to the grocery store, and I have two children, and I'm there at 5:30 in the evening. We know it all gets dark. It gets dark here in Albuquerque about that time now. What do I need to consider to keep my family safe in that scenario?
Well, of course, you want to park in a lighted area. You want to park where there's other people around you. You want to scan the area before you exit that vehicle, before you put yourself and your two small children outside of that vehicle, because that is a protection area where you could leave if you have to. A lot of people don't know their surroundings. They don't check their surroundings in their area, and that's when they become a victim. Mm-hmm. That's when they get attacked. I used to take those calls when I was on the police department. You just need to know your surroundings. You need to and then have a plan. What are you going to do if somebody approaches my vehicle? Do I get right back into my vehicle, start it up, close the door? But a lot of people freeze because they don't think about these things, or they just don't train to handle these type of things.
Right. So if you get out of your car, and of course none of us drive while talking on the cell phone. We don't. None of us do that. But once we park, invariably I see people automatically on the phone. They get out of their car. They have the phone in their ear. They can't even walk on the sidewalk straight because they're trying to talk on the telephone, or they're texting while walking. That's what really scares me about texting and driving. So please don't do that. But Gil, they have to put the cell phone in their pocket. Get everybody in the store, right?
That's correct.
And you have to be aware of your surroundings and can't be distracted by something like that.
Right, and then we see that with our youth a lot, and I have actually seen it with the population my age too. But you're right, that cell phone is taking so much of their time that they can't even put it down from the car to the store.
Gil, do you recommend any defensive tools at all? Do you recommend pepper spray and things like that that a woman might carry in her purse?
I'm a big believer of pepper spray. The gel pepper spray is the best, but you have to train with it. You have to know when you can deploy it. You have to know things like the distance of the spray, what's going to happen if it's windy that day. Maybe pepper spray is not an option at that time. You might want to think about having a taser. But you have to train with all these tools, and you have to know when to deploy them. And how are you going to deploy them? Because a lot of those stuff you can't use if you're in a crowded area, or just depending on the situation.
Gil, how important are verbal commands? Not as a security person, but just as a person trying to protect themselves. If you see somebody coming at you, what kinds of things should you say to somebody?
That's huge. Verbal commands is huge. So what you want to do is you want to shout out that you want this person to stay back, to stay away from you, that they're getting too close. You want witnesses to start attracting those witnesses to see what's going on in that situation. At that point, somebody can help you out by calling 911 for you. You want as many people to see what's going on if somebody has targeted you for an attack.
You're going to appreciate this little analogy, but I've coached a lot of kids that want to play in the state championship. Did a lot of work with Jim Murphy's teams up at Hope Christian School. And a lot of those very polite kids, never been in a fight in their lives, but they're trained to be pretty aggressive basketball players. When they're young and when they're freshmen or sophomores or even eighth graders, I would say to them, how many of you want to win a state championship? And they'd raise their hand. And I said, well, if you are the leader of this team, like the point guard, you cannot whisper instructions to your teammates. If you're in the pit, that place is wild and crazy, and you need to scream out the instructions. Get back on defense. You know, we're in a zone. We're in a man-to-man. You know, they have different code names for all of these different defenses, but you can't be soft-spoken about those commands. And I got to tell people, you can't do that in the parking lot when somebody's coming at you from 20 feet away. You have to, with authority, speak out. Stay back. You're threatening me. What other commands can they use?
You can use commands like, I'm calling the police. And this might be a good time to actually get out your cell phone and start recording. Recording the incident what's about to happen. Start telling other people around you if they're there, you know, hey, this guy is, I'm feeling uncomfortable. Those are the type of messages that you can get out that they're very good witnesses for you if it ever needs to be given to the police.
Well, Gil Chavis, you're wonderful to be with us so long. We've got another couple segments with you. Gil is the owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security, a new sponsor here at KNKT and ABQ Connect. We're glad to have him with us, and we hope you'll stay with us. We've got a couple more segments. We'll be right back.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosca Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
I'm Sarah Crutchfield, owner of High Desert Hospice. After 32 years in healthcare, I know how important high-quality care is for those facing end-of-life. Whether as a patient or a family member, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle of corporate company trying to provide hospice care. Corporate policies often prevent services patients and their families need. That's why I founded High Desert Hospice, to provide the loving care we'd give to our own family. Let our family take care of yours. HighDesertHospice.care.
Ladies of Calvary, get ready for the annual Winter Gala and Lovely Market. Join Sheology Women's Ministry for Feliz Navidad with inspiring speaker, author, and mentor Debbie Alsdorf on Tuesday, December 3rd. The Lovely Market will be open at 3 p.m., so come early and take care of your Christmas shopping. Tickets must be purchased in advance and are available online at CalvaryNM.church. Come with expectant hearts for a fun-filled evening. We look forward to celebrating the season of Jesus' birth with you.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full-time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
There's a power, and this I've experienced firsthand. On your hardest day, on your most challenging day, when you praise Him when you feel like cursing, when you praise Him when you feel like falling over and dying, when you praise Him when you're mad at Him and you don't understand what He's doing, but you praise Him anyway, and you say, "You're God, not me. I trust You. I honor You. I worship You. You give and You take away. Blessed be the..." I'm telling you, something wells up inside of you. It's better than happiness. It's joy. It's joy inexpressible. It's joy indefinable. It's peace that passes understanding. It's saturated in glory, and it's sublime. So we have these wonderful things that we're given. We're also promised that we're in the will. That's great. That's always great, right? You're in the will.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to LeviLusco.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are talking about safety and security in the city of Albuquerque today on ABQ Connect. Gil Chavis, the owner of Advanced On-Site Protection Security. You can reach him at advanceosps.com, and their phone number is 897-1307. If you have a business and you're interested in some on-demand security services, might save you a bunch of money and be a very effective thing to help you get your business really safe and secure. And I want to give another scenario to you, Gil. The scenario is that it's 1 o'clock in the morning. You're lying in bed. You hear somebody kick in the front door. Do you grab a flashlight and start seeking them out in your house?
No. So this is an actual scenario that my wife and I have talked about, our family, even when our two daughters were living with us. You should always have a plan. So we talked about playing out those scenarios in real life and having a plan with that. But you should have picked a room in that home, a safe room. And one of my homes, I actually, when I built it, I actually made our master closet into a safe room, a panic room. Finding the most secure place in the home, and actually just being kind of like a badger, backing up in that thing, because you know your home's layout. It's a terrible idea, in my opinion, in my law enforcement career, for you to go out there and try to address, you know, who's coming in. You got to make a phone call to the police, of course, and you need to have as much time for them to respond and give valuable information for them to respond.
Should you be shouting commands, get out of my house, any of that kind of stuff, or do you want to basically barricade and hide in the home?
Well, if you have stuff like an alarm system that you can actually trip the audible alarm, that's something that you would want to do just to let them know that you've seen them. But in most cases, you want to even prevent that home invasion. You want to have good lighting in your home. You want to have some security doors on your front door. You want to be able to have measures put in place there that your home is not an easy target, so they just go somewhere else.
You know, I really like these motion lights they have now. I mean, you can almost, you can't even move around most properties with some of these motion lights because they go on, and those seem to be a very effective deterrent.
Very effective, and a lot of them are solar now, and they're inexpensive, and you can actually put these solar lights on throughout your property. And if when you back that up with a nice camera and you see somebody in your, a light go on in your backyard, you know, that's not supposed to happen a lot of times. It could be an animal, but they're very effective.
Yeah. Well, Gil, tell me a little bit about how you came up with this concept. Are you just trying to save people money? Because I know you've already described a scenario where somebody's paying you for a standing guard, somebody that's there 4, 6, 8 hours a day, or maybe longer with multiple guards. And as soon as there's a physical presence, within a few weeks, there's no more crimes being committed. So the owners of those businesses automatically think, oh, well, I don't need the security company because there's no more crime. That's probably going to be the same scenario with your on-site and on-demand security system, but it's going to cost them a lot less money, right?
Yes. Eventually, you know, at the beginning, there's going to be some activity. But once they know there's a security presence, especially if it's somebody who keeps on coming back to the property, I'm talking about a trespasser that continues to come every day. We have a business that we protect that is a shopping mall, so it's kind of they don't use the security on demand. They have one guard who has to patrol this whole shopping center. Well, we had this individual who would go into one of the stores and go to the back counter and take about 10, 15 donuts and put it in his pocket. Then he would go across the parking lot, and then he would go and go to a place that serves a pizza, and then he would open the ovens and take the pizza.
Wow, that brazen.
That brazen, because they knew that it would take forever for the police to respond. But those are the type of businesses that we can help out, because I was talking about how are you going to stop that? Well, maybe you can't stop it if you don't call us right away, because nobody's going to stop a smash and grab or something that happens right away. But if you know something is not right in your gut, you know that person is suspicious and they shouldn't be on your property, you call us before and let us respond and handle that before something happens.
Yeah, and you're able to, in that way, prevent a lot of crimes. And again, assist the police department. You're actually preventing crime. But the funny thing, you're actually providing some protection for the would-be criminal.
Yes.
Because you're keeping them from doing something bad.
Right. So none of my guys is going to overreact. There's this training that they have for level 1, 2, and 3 officers, and they do it with the police department. You can only control 50% of that encounter.
Wow.
So.
Well, we've got one short segment left with Gil. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back right after these messages. I guess we're not going to be back after these messages, Gil. We're going to stay here. So, sorry I misunderstood that, boss. Our producer, Andrew Banks, telling me, Jim, will you pay attention? So, Gil, in the couple minutes that we have left, Give us a couple scenarios about businesses. I know you don't want to offer them their names on the air, but tell us about the type of businesses you're currently protecting.
So we have car dealerships. We have restaurants. We have day spas. We have a dentist's office. And these are clients that use security on demand that call us when they feel there's a need for us to respond. We go out, at least I do, we'll go out and give you a free evaluation of security and let you know this is what we can offer you. And it doesn't cost the business owner anything. Mm. I'll give them my honest opinion, and I will design something or give them a protection plan like if it was my own business.
Mm. And again, that is a lot less money than paying someone an hourly figure to stand on the property for 4, 5, 6, 8 hours a day. And it sounds like just as effective.
It is, because you're only paying for a block of time, 4 hours, 6 hours, because depending on the budget of that client's for security, you're paying only for a block of time. So what happens at if you're from 8 to 12, you have security there, but what happens at 3 p.m.? What happens at 12 o'clock, at midnight? There's no security. Nobody's responding.
So the going rate today for, say, a level one guard is, you know, $23, $24 an hour. And the way security, private security works is you charge that to a client, and then you're paying a salary to the individual working for you, and then you have a margin. That's how you operate your business. So if you take that times 5 days a week, 8 hours, that's $4,000 plus a month. And you're talking about a business like a dental office. They may have people that are camping out on their properties at night or doing something like that. You're talking about them being able to pay you $150 a month for your security. They'll have to pay for some security technology and things if you install that. But then if they call you or you detect somebody on the property, they'll be charged $35. You come out and you sweep the property. Again, you do everything respectfully and you take people off of the property. And that's going to save them a lot of money. There's no way that you're going to have to respond enough times at $35 a response that they're going to build a bill up of $4,000.
There's some properties that we've converted over that was paying us that 8 hours of security. And when we did the numbers, we would have to respond to their property 85 times that month. Mm. And we were showing them reports that we only took 2 or 3 calls when the guard was on property.
Right.
So they paid every single time for that time frame. They paid for a guard when they didn't need that guard there.
So security on demand is a way for them to just pay with the security they need, and it's a great bargain. Sounds like you're going to be very successful with this.
Well, it's a new concept, Jim, and I think that's the way security is going to be moving forward. And it just makes a lot of sense for the cost of it and for just using it when you need it.
Final tip for individuals to stay safe in our community, Gil.
Well, I mean, you have to. We were talking earlier about, as you get older, you know, you don't go to concerts anymore. You don't really go to big crowd events. Just knowing your surroundings, knowing what you're putting yourself into before you go to that event, because you just can't control the whole environment around you.
Right.
I'm not saying being a homebody and stay home. I mean, but, you know, prayer in the Lord, and to protect you and your family, and to keep you safe.
You said when you go to a movie theater, you know, need to know where the exits are. Exactly. Same thing with a restaurant.
Exactly.
Great stuff. Gil Chavis, Advanced On-Site Protection Security, thank you for being a sponsor on KNKT.
Thank you, Jim.
And for the time today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.